Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is prime time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. Now, an annual survey by the Singapore Business Federation found that one in three companies are not sure whether they can keep operating in the next 6 to 12 months. Uncertainty about the future is higher among SMEs. While businesses recognize there are some signs of improvement in conditions, they're also realistic about the challenges. So as the economy recovers, transformation and manpower development efforts will enable companies to build up core capabilities and help them emerge stronger. Today, let's zero in on manpower and talk to Crystal Koh, who's founder of Chance Upon, to find out how businesses, especially SMEs, can rethink how they manage their manpower needs. Crystal, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Howie.
Let's talk about the rise of modular teams in the workforce. Define that for us and tell us why this model works, especially for SMEs.
Right. Chance Upon provides high-caliber talents on demand, giving companies the flexibility and the speed to scale up their teams. There are a couple of reasons why companies are using a model like Chance Upon. Firstly, the ability to scale up fast. We all know that hiring processes take about 2 to 3 months. As fast as, you know, within 24 hours, just last month on Christmas Eve, we actually received a call from a Swiss company looking for a data scientist. And within 8 hours, we were able to match the talent with the company.
8 hours?
Yeah.
And then they started work how quickly?
No, actually, they're planning for like to start on the 1st of January, but they needed to like look for that person in December.
Still, a week is fast, right? So the person starts in January.
Yes, 4th of January. This is a Singaporean based in Jakarta, working for a Swiss company. So, I mean, in 2020, during the COVID lockdown, many companies had to rapidly digitalize their business and build products fast. We became the option. So many companies reached out to us during that period of time to ramp up their teams. Yeah, so that's one of the reasons why companies use us to scale up fast. Secondly, a model like Chance Upon offers flexibility. So you are able to hire a team for a month, 6 months, really up to you, right? So this gives companies the flexibility and ability to manage their cash flow better, but more importantly, to be able to scale effectively and efficiently. Mm. So the other reasons why companies are using us is really, now companies have the access to specialized skills and knowledge. Let me give you an example. One of the startups hired our senior tech consultant to shape their product and also to coach their junior developers. So you see, they're doing two roles, you know, leading the team as well as coaching the junior developers. In another case, we had a design lead actually leading the processes for the team, helping them to set up the design system and also guiding the team what are the good practices. So therefore, now companies without the in-house capabilities, now we can offer the plug-and-play solution to close up the skill gap.
So they are employees of Chance Upon, which you sort of rent out, if you will.
Put it this way, they are actually independent professionals. Once they get approved into our network, they become part of our network of talents that we put them on projects with our clients.
At any one point, might they, have you seen people then go work full-time for another business, for example?
Actually, most of the time, this independent professionals have already decided that they want to have the flexibility to work from wherever they want to. They want to have the flexibility to take on multiple projects. And this has already become a lifestyle. Mm. As a result, most of them, once they stay with us, they don't go back to full-time. In fact, a lot of our clients ask us, hey, Crystal, is there an opportunity for us to convert your people full-time, right?
Then can I swipe your people is a nicer way of asking, right?
Yeah. The question here is really, if the relationship currently is working out, why are companies actually considering even going full-time? There's no difference. So therefore, for the last 3 years that I've been in the business, none of our clients converted our guys full-time because this works. Literally, they can use us for like 3 months, pause us for a while, and then come back. Let me just give you an example. You want to build an app, and you start with the design phase and the user research phase. Once this is done, you actually can pause this group of people, and then you go into development. So you only pay the talents when you need the talents.
Talk to us about the difference then. You call them independent professionals versus a freelancer, because it sounds like how they're working, they're freelance people, right?
Well, in the past, whenever people talk about freelancers, there's always this negative connotation that, hey, you know, you guys are fly by night. no accountability, you know, you just get quick fixes. And most of the time they even say that, hey, you know, because this group of people can't survive the corporate, right? However, at Chance Upon, our talent pool is averagely about 8 years experience. And in some cases, 20 years of experience. So they've been there, done that. You know, they are craftsmen in their area of work, professional, passionate about what they do, and more importantly, have good work ethics. That's why we call them the independent professionals. Well, in one of the cases, right, one of the startups that were helping, there was such a good high turnover that our talents became the longest standing team within the company.
Versus their full-time staff.
Yeah, because it's so high turnover.
Talk to us about criteria, though, how you assess these independent professionals beyond, say, CV, because it's hard to assess some of those softer skills, if you will, the work ethic, the professionalism.
A couple of things that we do. A lot of our talents right now come through referrals within our network. So that's one. Two, we look out for their personality, the way they communicate with us, the way they actually write to us, email us, even sometimes WhatsApp, right? I think the third thing being, sometimes we test them on their projects. We make them run through case studies. We see how they articulate and how they communicate with us. And if we're still unsure, we put them on our personal, our internal projects. So we test that working relationship with ourselves first.
How long, though, does that process take?
As fast as sometimes 1 week, or if not, it really, really depends whether we get the suitable projects for them.
We're speaking with Crystal Koh, who is the founder of Chance Upon. So this flexible work arrangement, this new model of employment, if you will, what should a company look out for when building this kind of independent consultancy team within their organization?
Right. I think a couple of changes that companies may not be used to when managing a remote team like that. Number one, they could feel that, hey, there's not enough FaceTime, there's not enough like get together and things like that. So the couple of ways that they could overcome something like that, number one, do regular stand-ups where they can actually sync up on a daily basis on their work progress. Two, they can also sync up one-on-one to check in with the independent professional or even their full-timers, right, for 30 minutes.
So the organization can still dictate how they want to proceed, or is
this... No, actually, this group of people are actually very agile and adaptable. So some organizations have a certain processes that we need to follow. Then that's when we accommodate to that. The other type of model that companies are using us is that they say, hey, Crystal, we don't have the resources to manage this team, right? Why don't you take on this entire thing as a project basis? That's when we will put in a project manager to manage the entire project.
Which, of course, the organization will have to bear the cost of.
The project management, yeah.
And what sorts of challenges have come up with this kind of model, though? You've mentioned one, they may not have the resources, the particular organization, to manage it on their own. Sounds like a lot of coordination work involved as well. What other challenges are there?
Well, I think really, not just with independent professionals, right? Even with full-timers, I think companies are facing this whole, like, not enough face time, you know, fatigue from Zoom meetings and all. So we really recommend to do like quick stand up, like 5-10 minutes every day. That's it. And really, after every meeting, try to give a like debrief, everybody share the views, and then move on to doing a quick summary update everybody. So I think it's very, very important that people start using like tools like Slack, you know, all the various collaboration tools to communicate and actually track the communication, because it's too fast and too much, right?
The gig economy, which I also know has negative connotations, like you said earlier, with the word freelancer, but the gig economy is pretty much what we are talking about now. It's been growing over the past few years. So it's accelerated because of COVID-19 and the inability to move around, I suppose, and go to work, work from work. What do you think the evolution of this kind of flexible work will be into this year and beyond?
It will stay. Right. More importantly, the couple of trends that we see, digital readiness. More than ever, companies are seeking new technologies to replicate real offices environment as closely as possible and to bridge geographically dispersed employees. Right. So as more meetings and workspaces move online and workflow goes digital, companies realize that they see an increase in efficiency and cost saving from reduced travel expenses. So digital readiness will give businesses the edge. Secondly, moving with the millennial generation, we know by 2025, 75% of the workforce is estimated to be millennials. And this group of people, they crave for feedback. And they want to feel more like partners rather than like employees in the employment in an organization, right? So this group of people have no qualms of leaving a 9-to-5 life to seek self-employment. They are not your traditional full-timers. They are purpose-driven. And they want to take on multiple projects, meaningful projects, have the flexible work arrangement. So this group will grow. And thirdly, remote working is no longer a perk, but a norm already, right? The chaos of the pandemic, the world is discovering that employees can contribute and collaborate effectively, even when working remotely. So forward-thinking companies will build flexibility in the hiring to attract good talent. So it's something to take note. And the fourth point being, a lot of the full-timers will become on-demand specialists. So now you may see some of the companies letting go of the middle management, right, to flatter the organization and to stay afloat. So many of these retrenched specialists will go into the gig economy in search of short and long-term work. So these former full-timers with experience and a wealth of knowledge will evolve to become independent professionals on demand. And really, businesses should take note of this group of people because they really can value add to SMEs and startups.
But it sounds like the flex economy and the gig economy are not the same things.
Actually, there are no difference. The gig economy, essentially, we know they all started with like your Uber, your Deliveroo, and you know, getting more people doing like gigs, come together, make some quick bucks, and do very quick turnaround stuff. But the flex economy is really, really about everything has to be flexible. You use whenever you want to, whenever you need it, however long you need it, and it involves a little bit of sharing, but it's more smart sharing, I would say.
Within what you're doing, Crystal, do you also see ageism coming to the fore?
Actually, not really, because we have one person who was with the corporate for like 20 over years. And then when she decided to leave the corporate world to look after her kids, and then she decided after 7 years to come back, we placed her with an SME to help them because the SME was really looking for someone very, very senior to help them restructure their finance and stuff like that. But unfortunately, they were not able to hire the right fit. So what we did was to allow this independent professional work 2 days a week. So back to your question about whether ages affect this group, the hiring and the whole fitting in and stuff like that, I would say really it depends on the personality and how well they want to adapt. Sometimes in some of the cases, we will coach them and help them out. But otherwise, because of their wealth of experience, they would bring to the SMEs or startups or even enterprises, they kind of knowledge and perspective that otherwise they wouldn't have gotten from the younger ones. Yeah.
So they've never even met up with the challenge of being placed?
No. I must say that if there are certain roles that are a little bit more challenging because the market is looking for people who are in the digital space. So if you fall behind, like for example, if you are, let's say...
Gen X like me, who's not even on Instagram, that kind of digital, got it?
Yeah, because now you're working remotely, you really need to collaborate effectively on all the different tools and
you need to have kept up, yes, of course. So how is 2021 looking for Chance Upon?
I would say it's positive and looking really good. In fact, in 2020, it helped to escalate the business. The demand doubled and the number of talents that we got onto our platform also doubled. We don't just have talents from Singapore, Malaysia, Vietnam, Hong Kong. We now have talents from Germany, Amsterdam, yeah, even in the US, yeah.
Crystal Koh, founder of Chance Upon, joining us today. Thank you so much for your time, Crystal. Stay safe.
Thank you, Howie.
This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.